Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Let's go to State Senator Scott Martin on this much-needed bill from Lancaster County. State Senator, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you both for having me. It's great to be back.
We didn't know about the defensive tackling there. So what happened in the NFL? What was it like? You tried out with the Giants, huh?
Yeah, I was a free agent with the Giants. It was the year after they let Phil Sims go, and Dan Reeves was a coach. It was a great experience. I ended up moving on from there into the Arena Football League for a few years. But, I'll never forget those memories. It was pretty cool.
Who was the best offensive lineman they had at that point? Do you remember?
Oh, boy, off the top of my head, I don't remember. I'll tell you one thing I always remembered, though, is we often tried to get into – I had another teammate who ended up going to Arizona when Buddy Ryan was there. We tried like heck to get Rich Kotite to take a look at our tapes. You know, we were both diehard Eagle fans, along with Lee Woodall, who was a Westchester linebacker. And, you know, they wouldn't take it and wouldn't look at it. And look at, you know, I went to the Giants, you know, Greg Faulkner went to the Cardinals, and Lee Woodall goes and becomes a first-team All-Pro and wins a Super Bowl ring as a rookie with the 49ers.
Well, we know about Rich Kotite here in town. You would not believe the antagonism down the hall at WIP for Richie Kotite. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Horror. So, I'm glad to see what you guys are on top of. And this bill, of course, Pennsylvania State Capitol Bureau and the Bucks County Courier-Times says, don't say gay, duplicate. What can you tell us? What are you trying to do?
Well, listen, I've heard that not only from some media outlets, but also the governor and his allies as well. They immediately use that tagline when, in fact, if anyone took the time to read the bill, it does not impose any kind of restrictions whatsoever on that. You know, this is a two-bill setup, Dom. First, you know, with 1278, we're basically getting in line with the state standards for education, which you're not supposed to start talking about sex education until sixth grade. And what we say is pre-kindergarten through five should not be having discussions about gender identity, gender dysphoria, gender sex transitioning. And these are all real examples of things that have been being taught in different classrooms around Pennsylvania. Some of it's within litigation. But the bigger concern and what this really focuses on, Dom, is the fact that there are some administrators in schools who actively tell their teachers not to tell the parents when their student is struggling with something or if they're receiving services. And for me, if a parent's out there, somewhere along the line, there's folks out there that want to make parents out to be, they're all this big group of rowdy abusers. When, you know, the vast majority of parents love their children, they want to make sure they're getting what's best for them. So we certainly shouldn't be hiding their medical files. We shouldn't be hiding changes of services. And so 1278 will require parental notification unless there's reasonable concerns about abuse, which are documented, and really sets the tone as to what should be taught in schools. Its companion bill, 1277, which, again, the governor and his allies will say is banning books. No, actually, it doesn't. What it does is it takes some of these really explicit writings or images, and I'm including, Dom, there's images like kids performing oral sex on each other, like things that you could never have up in a storefront, things that you can't, kids can't be exposed to anywhere else. We now have parental transparency and the ability for parents to opt out of having their children exposed to that. No different than the parental controls on Comcast or on the phone or internet. So that's what these two bills are about.
Well, here locally, too, I'm glad you referenced the thing that I find the most appalling. We had on the head of a school board, former head of a school board, and there's a couple of schools here where there's a whole network. The kid assumes one identity at school, even putting their different name on a paper, and they lie to the parents or they don't tell them about this, I don't see how that's legal. That's incredible. That's aiding and abetting something incredibly serious.
Well, and there's definitely a viewpoint somewhere along the line, including the President of the United States, who said maybe about a month and a half ago that these aren't the parents' kids. And I'll tell you what, that in itself, if anything, the parents around this country, including in Pennsylvania, who had their eyes opened to a lot of what the kids are being exposed to when they were at home during the pandemic, some of their assignments, some of the classroom discussions per se, these children belong to parents. And there are certain things that fall under their purview. When you talk about things of a sensitive nature regarding to sexuality, things that we don't even call for, again, until sixth grade, minor sexual education, and they're having these serious conversations, showing a classroom videos on gender transition surgery, and the parents don't know, it's unacceptable. Parents have a right to know, and the irony, Dom, is that in almost every other aspect of their education, if they're receiving services, whether it's a 504 plan, whether it's a IEP or a special education plan, they're required by law to notify the parents, and the parents have to sign off on those services. It should be no different than in dealing with this.
We're talking with State Senator Scott Martin. And Scott, I'm looking at this account here. Raphael Febo, Executive Director of the Pennsylvania LGBTQ Affairs Commission, he says bills like this will cause LGBTQ teachers to have to conceal their identities and strip any resources available for LGBTQ youth out of schools. Even more alarming, these bills have emboldened far-right hate groups to mobilize and commit violence against gay people.
I find that to be completely absurd. There's specific protections in this and how to handle kids who organically themselves, because nothing prohibits kids who are seeking help or asking questions from asking their teacher and the teacher referring them to services. The big difference is they have to notify the parents of what's going on with their child. You know, that kind of rhetoric that they're talking about is very dangerous. You know, and here's another concern. You know, we have so many amazing educators out there across the board who are very, very transparent, and administrations who do share information with parents, but we have many that don't. But another concern of mine, Dom, is Pennsylvania historically over the last 10 to 15 years is one of the leading states for the number of teachers who have lost their teaching license because of inappropriate sexual contact with children. You know,
yeah.
We have to turn the tide on that. But the most important thing is this, is that schools are used to dealing with legitimate cases where there are abusive parents. And I don't think anyone would say that that does not exist. It sadly does. But to lump in all parents into that category, that they should not have the right to know when their child's receiving some sort of health counseling or services, especially when their own insurance plan may open up even more services to kids outside the school, is completely absurd. And so that "don't say gay" tagline or "this is targeting LGBT kids," it is complete falsehood. And quite frankly, it always begs the question, what are they trying to hide, and what do they want to talk about with these kids?
So right now, it passed the Senate Education Committee. It moved a step closer to one of three votes that we need to pass the Senate before moving to the House. And are Republicans on board in the Senate with this, do you think? We know a number of Democrats might oppose, but how about Republicans?
Yeah, it was along party line support, both the bills, when it came out of the Education Committee. Actually, as soon as I get off the phone with you, I'm going down, and they're both going to be on the agenda for the Appropriations Committee, and we'll have final vote later this afternoon, and it'll go over to the House of Representatives. I do sense there seem to be potential of a couple Democrats who might be supportive, but I fully expect a lot of these horrible talking points that the governor put out there to be pretty much on display when we do debate the bill.
Thank you, Scott, very much. Keep us in the loop, and we'll follow up on this as it continues.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Oh, oh.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.